Audio 6, Lords and Beggars. The lineage of the Arbieto family originated in Orduña, although over time they settled in Bilbao and were important merchants in that town. If you go to the Cathedral of Santiago, you will be able to see the Arbieto graves. But I have to tell you that it was here where I witnessed the way those who inhabited the village competed for years for jurisdictional boundaries with this lineage, whose manor house was located outside the walls at the bottom of the valley, and how, by destroying their manor house, they had to comply with the judgment that forced them to provide them with 3 houses inside the wall as reparations for the damage caused. Now I'll tell you about the coat of arms on the side facade. Can you see it? It belongs to the lineage of its mistress, the Salazars. How many stars are there? Count them. That's right, 13. Called the 13 Salazariga stars. This lineage was very powerful, and like all those who were, they had a presence in all the important villages, as in my Orduña. Do you know what they called those of this lineage? The Iron Lords. Because they created a real monopoly for their trade, even having their own fleet for it. And under the coat of arms, do you see a blocked-up door? Do you want to know why it is blocked up? You see, because the door of Santa Marina was located here, there were always beggars who begged from passers-by, and that, to be honest, did not please the lords very much, so they preferred to sacrifice one of the 2 palace entrances. The towns were centers of great power and concentration of wealth. But did you know that they were also places that offered an opportunity to subsist for people without resources, thanks to the charity of others? And now, we'll continue outside the walls. Follow me,